No Simple Road is stoked to have Sunset Lake CBD back with us as our sponsor. Sunset Lake is the real deal. If you've looked around trying to find CBD and it just didn't do what it was supposed to do, this is the place you need to go. They've got every kind of product you can imagine, including CBD tinctures with sleep gummies that are great for getting to bed, CBD gummy bears and reishi-infused chews that can help bring you a little bit of calm in a stressful day. They've got salve, they've got smokable hemp flower that's great for folks like me that don't want to get stoned and paranoid but want to have the benefits of cannabis. Well, now you got it. And they even carry CBD products for your pets, man. I'm saying this is Darwin approved stuff. Go over to sunsetlakecbd.com and check out the full range of what they have. This is Vermont grown right to your door, and they're giving you 20% off. So put in the promo code NSR20 when you're checking out. You're going to get 20% off your whole order. And I know you're going to love it. They even have subscription options open for you, so you don't forget to get your medicine. Go check out Sunset Lake CBD, everybody.
Why can't every day be like this? No Simple Road. Yeah, no, I've been on that road too.
Hello, is this thing on? What are we doing?
Recording.
Here we go. Hey now, No Simple Road family, how's everybody doing? This is Aaron.
And Apple.
And Mel.
And you're with us once again for the No Simple Road Weekly Rewind, brought to you in collaboration with the Edible Beats out of Denver,
woo,
Colorado.
C-O.
Our sister city.
I feel like it's our second home.
Second home,
yes. We don't go there that often, but it feels like a home.
Sure does.
It does.
And when you go home, there's nothing better than having delicious food with wonderful family, and that's what you can do with the Edible Beats. They have 5 different locations over there. If you don't know what they're doing and who they are and what they're about, go online and check out what's going on with the Edible Beats, because I'm going to tell you something right now that I probably have said 1,000 times, but I'm bears repeating. They're fucking amazing.
Yes.
And we're stoked to have them on board.
I second that.
They are changing the game when it comes to having experiences with food and dining and being with family and friends, and everything they do is just incredible.
You know, now in a time where everything is so astronomically expensive, going out is special again. And so going to any one of the Edible Beats restaurants is the perfect opportunity to get like a quality experience, not just food at your table.
They create a dining experience.
Yeah, it's like an extravaganza.
Mel and I watch this show on Netflix called Somebody Feed Phil.
Yeah.
And it's with Phil Rosenthal. I think he was either a writer or a character on the Ray Romano show back in the day. And he on one of the episodes, he went to Dubai and had a meal at this restaurant where this lady cooks her grandmother's recipes in this restaurant. And you see him take the first bite of food and like he started crying.
Hell yeah.
And was like, I'm not joking. I need a second. Like, this food evoked an emotion.
He said it transported him somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, when you're doing food on that level, I can still remember when we ate at Linger, the first bite I think I had was one of the waffle sweet potato fries with the hot honey drizzled on it, and was like, oh my God, what is this?
We walk in, they treat us immediately like VIP.
Yeah, that was
everything went uphill from that. The food, it did.
We were already at the top of the hill.
We were like, dang, the clouds were covering up the top. But so we're just excited about the Edible Beats. We are excited about Edible Beats owner, Justin Cucci. Shout out. We love you. Love everything you're doing. And thanks for being back.
We're also excited to be in the studio today.
Yes, we are actually.
It's a a blustery, Portlandy, rainy kind of Sunday, and we were up very late last night. I'll be honest with you, I'm fading fast.
We were up all night.
Yeah, the time change happened last night. First of all, we went to an incredible birthday party.
Meh.
For one of our dearest,
it was all right.
For one of our dearest, our dearest friends, Jamie and Jordan Bush, and
well, it was Jordan's birthday.
Yeah, it was Jordan's 50th birthday, and man, they rented out a venue up here called Alberta Street Pub, which is just such a great little venue. Place. It is so comfortable. They have like three different rooms. They have like the bar room, the room where the band is at, and then a beautiful outdoor patio that's all heated and nice.
So did either of you accidentally walk down the hallway that's not a hallway?
No.
Where the bathrooms are? They have like a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
The hall.
Oh, yeah.
I walked down that like four or five times last night thinking I was
you're
walking
going into the room where the band's at.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody was calling me. It was a weird place for a mirror to be at the end of the hallway while you're like waiting to go to the bathroom.
It's funny because we, years ago, we saw Banshee Tree there and ate lunch with Michelle and Tom.
Yeah. And Nick. Yeah.
And I have zero memory of the venue. Like, still, even after being there all night last night, like I kind of remember eating food with them out on the patio
where we're sitting,
but the inside of the venue, I still like last night was the first time I was there, but it was not the third time I was there. I'm having new experiences all the time that aren't new experiences.
Yeah, that's a great thing about getting older too.
Jordan, welcome to 50, man. You're going to start having these fun times too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Start telling people the same stories over and over again and shit.
Jordan, you do a really good job of having all the attention on you and doing it very graciously and with humor. And it was so fun to meet all your friends that you've all collected through the years and to have the closeness. So many people like love each other, you know, that aren't family, but just in relation to you and Jamie. And it's a really sweet thing to see how many caring people that are busy living their own lives come out and support their brother turning 50.
Yeah, from all over the country. I was going to say that's one thing. Back to the edible beets for a second, because last night I enjoyed talking. They had a whole bunch of friends that came down from Colorado and talked to several of them about edible beets restaurants. And I was like, I'm so jealous that you guys are up there and get to eat at all these places. And
I
they take advantage of it.
Talking to one of Jordan's friends at the bar, and she was like, you know, it's really a testament to what wonderful people Jordan and Jamie are to see the crowd of people that are here tonight. Like, normally you come to something like this and like, you know, there's a few people that are cool that you really like, and then the rest of them, it's just whatever. She's like, but this group of people is, every person is a gem.
Yeah.
Every person here is good people.
I told that to Darren yesterday. I was like, look around, dude. We're all dimes here. All of us.
I know you guys did too. I think throughout the evening, I talked to like everybody there.
Well, I didn't get to talk to everybody, but yes.
You're good at that, dude.
I tried to spread around as much as possible. But
well, I say Jordan's the best hype man ever. I was like, dude, I want him to introduce me forever.
Because
he introduces me as God. He's like, this is my good buddy. This is Jimmy motherfucking Apple.
Dude, you were a few drinks deep by that point when Apple gets up on the stage to make a speech.
Oh my gosh.
And starts trying to like tell the story of how I met Jordan.
And got it totally
and totally
wrong.
Fucking just started making shit up. And I had to like, the room's like quiet, Apple's up on stage making this speech, and I had to like, Apple, you're getting the story wrong, but just keep going,
dude.
But
he still didn't hear you, so I repeated it. And then
I was like, okay, well, I like my version that's in my head.
The guy next to me was like, keep going, Apple.
What a great night, man. Like, it really does underline what
50 years can do, man.
Group of people Jordan has gathered around him in his 50 years on the planet. And like, friends from elementary school, junior high school, college days, like an entire lifetime of friends still there with him by his side, willing to fly across the country to come be
for
with
a multiple
him.
Day event.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I'm really grateful that No Simple Road and Fire on the Mountain partnered up.
Oh, yeah.
But I am over the moon ecstatic that what came out of that partnership was a relationship with Jordan and Jamie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're friends forever, just like I think most people they meet. Last night, Jamie is always a very happy, positive person, but last night, yeah, she was so cute and glowing, just smiling ear
she
to ear,
every
watching
to.
Everything. It was well done.
Looking
well
like
done.
Fucking Catwoman, all sleek with her leather. I was like, dang, Jamie, she brought it. She did a beautiful speech for her husband. Like, she was a great hostess. It was, again, a class. They're a class,
you know,
A+.
Turning 50 is a weird turning point in life. I know for myself that it was, and Apple, you could probably say the same thing. Like, it was very introspective.
Oh yeah, yeah. 50, all of a sudden you start to kind of take what are you like stock in your life, like looking over things and in like a good way, like whoa.
Yeah,
50 is a big mile marker, like okay. And it also helps you start, like it has me like getting your shit together more.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Oh, I can't keep on going on like I'm 18 forever. Well, but you learn how to do it. Yeah. And do it with respect and how to, you know, do things right. And
it's cool to see somebody that like loves to bring community and people together as much as we do, it, to be a part of that and to like be enmeshed in the same fabric with them.
Yeah.
'Cause when you look around that room last night, like the people that were there are all like pillars in their,
they're all
whatever
dying.
They're
I
doing
said it.
Yeah, like pillars of the community in their own right, all like dope people that are creating and doing something and own shit and are making stuff. And like it was really eye-opening for me to see that and like see what Jordan's done. It's very inspirational to me. Mm-hmm. as a peer of his, like wow, you can be a mensch and do life right and good things happen for you. And it's really, really like, mm-hmm. a lot of times going to something like that and like people are gushing about the person that's whoever's birthday or anniversary or whatever. It's kind of like, for me, I get like a little uncomfortable, like, oh my God, like enough's enough already.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I love celebrating people and hyping them up. That's my favorite thing.
But it was a trip for me last night. Like I stepped back out of myself for a moment and like just took a look around and felt what was happening, and you could literally feel the love, mm-hmm. in the room.
Yeah, people like love him.
Feel it. And
they said that from stage,
and like the community of it too. You could feel the love and the community of it, and it was really, really beautiful. Man, I don't know how else to like put that more flowery than that. It's a really beautiful moment.
And we haven't said it yet, but also he hired one of our favorite local bands up here, known very well in the Pacific Northwest. World's Finest was playing, and that was great to see them. That was a special set. Because it was a private like birthday party, and they just were having, they always have so much fun on stage, but it seemed like even more.
And if you're
last night,
if you're a Portland person or a Pacific Northwest, if you live up here, you know who Scottie Pemberton is.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And then to top it off, then they have a special guest also joining them. And what, man, that was so amazing. Yeah. The music last night.
And
it was great to see them playing, because Jamie, there was like 30 something people that traveled from around the country to come here that didn't know World's Finest.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, and they were blown away. I was hyping them up before it started because people were taught, they're like, what, who's this band that, you know, it's playing? And I was telling them about them. It's like, yeah, you don't want to miss this. Mm-mm. And then when it was all over, everybody, there was like a little line. At first, they were all going up and thanking, thanking them and asking them about.
Because they smashed it.
Yeah, they crushed it last night. They brought they call themselves dance floor instigators.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. That's on their website. Dance floor instigators. And they've got Sean the
vibe tender, so they're instigating tending vibes.
Yeah, and seeing Sean's all so precious.
Every time I see Sean, it just makes me smile in my stomach.
What? There's no happy. Stomach smiling, everybody.
I get it.
It's just like it's such a good feeling. Like it's a really good feeling to see
like
Sean.
The good butterflies.
Yeah,
like
fun. Like it just feels like fun is gonna happen when Sean's around.
Another like weird introspective thing. When we were leaving last night, Mel and I were kind of hanging out outside, getting ready to split, and we were kind of walking down the sidewalk, and I said to her, can you like just take a second and think about, we moved up here. We didn't know anybody. And now like here we are with all these wonderful people. Like what a trip, what a cool thing to have happen in the last 8 years of living here in Portland, man. Like,
and it happened. We mentioned it before on here. We were sitting out gaming when we'd have those get-togethers on your guys' patio.
Oh, back in Vegas?
And you'd mention, it's like, just think, there's a place and friends up there waiting for us.
Oh, it's so crazy to think that it's here now. And think about this, dude. Like, and you too that are listening, think about this. Like, where you are in your life right now isn't the end, right? Where we are right now is not the end of it. And like, hopefully, anyway. And like, there's still more of that.
Yeah.
There's still more people that we haven't met that are our good friends that are out there waiting for us. There's a home somewhere that is sitting there.
Yeah, some land.
It's got, you know, walls and a roof and floors and whatever, sinks, and it's sitting there chilling, waiting. Yeah. We're going to be in there.
It's
someday.
Living its life right now, waiting.
Yeah. It's a crazy thing to think about how, in your life, how it unfolds like that into these like chapters, I guess.
Are chapters because they absolutely close too. You know, say like we're on such a high with this, and then what about the day where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, our friend's daughter graduated, now they're moving back to Tennessee or whatever. You know, like the certain things that you don't expect, that like things are going so good, and it ends abruptly, but not in a bad way. It's just like a new continuation for something else cool. And like, it was a trip to think about that last night, to think about we got here and we had no business to be out for anybody's birthday party because we didn't know anybody.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We'd be crashing like we were there.
We had no business being out.
And then just like, you know, 8 short years later, like these people are people that are going to be in our life forever. Yeah. Indefinitely. Like I always see celebrating with them.
It's so funny. When I hugged Jordan goodnight last night, I gave him a hug and I was like, happy birthday, brother. He's like, hey man, I think you and I are going to like be friends or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, still,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's really a testimony for me, like to the power of what No Simple Road has done for us. I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but like, it's so all encompassing for us. It's given us like our entire friend group, all of them, every person that we know up here, except for one or two, is because of No Simple Road. The people that we spend the most time with are from meeting through No Simple Road.
Yeah.
And that's,
I say, thank you once again, Simon.
Yeah.
He helped create that by buying that microphone.
And
that's where it all started.
And it just makes me think, like, you're going through your life and you're day to day, you're doing your thing. And a lot of times we just like go and go and go with our head down, just doing our routine, and the months are tearing by one at a time, and it's Christmas again. And you don't even know, like, one small move to the left or the right, one little motion in either direction can completely alter the course of the rest of your life. One decision, one chance meeting.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm going to take a different way to work today. I'm going to stop and get coffee at a different coffee shop. And you stop and talk to somebody, and that makes your whole life change because of that.
Yeah.
It can happen anytime. And we don't know when that stuff's going to happen. I think the key to like having that magic happen in your life is being open to the possibility and like being ready for when those moments happen to accept them and move forward in them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. I feel it. If you're not open to stuff, then you're close to it.
Yeah. There's no, you're not yes, leaving room.
I know. I know it's an obvious thing, but you just think about that. You know, if you already know how things are going to be, you've lived X amount of years and you've seen this, that, and happen, and so you expect this or that to happen, then you're not really watching for anything else. You're not really expecting anything else. So those things that, those opportunities that can change your life. Just seems like another day, another dollar, another, you know, it's,
yeah.
But then you look at life with your fun, you know, wacky glasses on, and all of a sudden everything can be fun again. And you can have like, I feel like all of us, including the people that were at Jamie's and Jordan's last night, we're all like living a best version of our life right now.
Well, that's that. I don't know her name. She's, one of the owners of Fire on the Mountain in Denver. That's what she was saying last night. She's like, I can't think of another group of people that I know that prioritize fun and being with their friends more than this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a priority.
Yeah.
And it, back to the whole like magic part of it. You know, when you're talking about manifestation, you hear people doing talks on it and stuff, they're like, well, you need to feel the feeling of the thing that you want to have manifest before you have it. So, because like attracts like, you want to feel the vibration mm-hmm. of that thing. And I think that just like living in that constant state of excitement for your day, like, wow, I get to do my routine today, not I have to do my routine mm-hmm. today. That's the trick. Right? Like, and it, believe me, I don't always get it right. I have.
Well, what they say, it's simple, but not easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not complicated. The answer isn't complicated. Yeah. Feel those feelings, but that's called being. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Feeling those feelings in a, like presently and in a continuous state, that's called being. And sometimes we are thrown off center because a million things, sickness, like just you're off center, you know, like you're not motivated. A lot of things can throw off that excitement that of living.
Yeah. And there really is no like wrong thing. It's not like one or the other. They aren't mutually exclusive. Do you get what I mean? Like, if you're not feeling like that right now, you're not doing it wrong.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're absolutely not doing it wrong. You're just being where you're at. The tricky part of it is remembering that you can feel that excitement, that you can feel that openness.
That's why memories are cool.
Yeah.
Because when you can link feelings to memories, and if you ever are at a lack of ideas or you're frustrated or whatever, thinking about a memory can bring back a good feeling and help you with your motivation going
help
forward.
Help you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not faking it. That's actually... like recalling it.
That's
and
using
like,
a tool.
Yeah.
That's why live music is so dope. Like last week when we did the rewind, if you guys didn't hear that, you should go back and at least listen to the end of last week's rewind from Mel's letter.
It's like the last 10 minutes.
But that, seeing you read that letter and then being in the studio here with you and playing Beneath the Sea of Stars and watching your reaction, I could see the emotional recall happen for you. Mm-hmm. It happened for me too, but I could see it happen for you. And that's what I'm saying. Like, live music is such a incredible tool to remember the magic.
Yeah. You can like literally drum up energy from an experience that you've had. Like, and you can do that both positively and negatively, but what's amazing about what you're talking about is that, you know, thinking about these memories and having them in something like live music, when we're with our people that we were all there together with, that energy can double or quadruple. Mm. Or do you know what I mean? Like recall, like both of us at the same time recalling that Beneath the Stars. And then if we all, me, you, and Apple, think about the Gorge moment, you know, Velvet Sea or something like that, you're like, yes, I know. Mm-hmm. And when all the fans are in the stadium and they're thinking about that same, oh my God, remember Game Henge from freaking in 2023? Like that energy, you know, builds up. And that's freaking rad that that's available.
Yeah, it's
to
like
us at any time.
When we can all transport there, like listening to the rewinds and stuff. That's it's like last week's rewind, and then not just last night, but night before, getting to see Dave and Dave giving like now when we get our friends listening to the podcast, then giving us like feedback.
You want to tell them about it?
Yeah, tell them about it so they know what you mean. Yeah,
it's
man.
So there's no, it's so
everybody
awesome.
Out there is like, huh?
Yeah. One of our who we met through Jamie and Jordan too. One of their friends, Dave, has become a friend of ours too. And he was just he stopped us Friday night. Jamie and Jordan had a little pregame party, which was super cool too. At Fire on the Mountain Brewing, and Dave came up and what did he say? He was like, I got a fanboy for a minute on you guys. I hope you don't mind. And that like told us how much that was, how the whole episode, but especially Mel's letter at the end, like how anybody that's ever seen Fish or anything can like hearing something like Mel reading that letter totally takes you there and you know what it feels like and everything is one thing that is so cool about this community.
You know, hearing the feedback in real time, Dave, thank you so much. If you listen to this, yeah, you really made my weekend by just giving me that feedback because, well, first of all, I'm literally speaking of my own experience. So I don't know that anybody can follow that. You know what I mean? Like I'm only saying what I know.
It's your trip.
Exactly. But then there's also the other element, and I know that this happens when I write, is where it's a compatibility, like people can share in it. I know that I know how to write like that people can feel what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I have that, you know. And so I was like trying to explain, and I think maybe Dave, I told it to you, when you're like on theater or if you're a musician, your immediate, like your report card is the applause or the standing ovation or like the woo, or like you can even look at people's eyes and know that they're digging it. When you're doing a podcast, we're looking into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at Aaron and Apple right now, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my audience. Do you know what I mean? Like this is my audience. So when other people report back that they were the audience in real time about something, it's like it's just a whole different feeling. It brings up a whole different feeling, and I feel grateful that I'm able to share something that somebody else can feel too. Mm-hmm. And feel it that way, because dude, it felt so good, and that was like a huge energy moment for me, feeling that and like the gratitude I had in that exact moment for being alive, and like I was a good girl and I got to go here.
You are a good girl.
You know,
Mel.
Like I did
I
good.
Deserve
I
it.
Did. And I am appreciating every moment of it. Thank you. Like that's, you know, so thank you, Dave, for again, just sharing your feelings. And, you know, I was sharing my feelings and you shared yours. And that's the magic that we can make each other feel good just by saying nice things.
Well, and also,
you know what I mean?
Also like it's not easy. Back to what we were talking about, the recall, like I feel like those moments at shows when everything is in place and clicked, it's like a snapshot in your mind, right? And sometimes the picture book gets closed and you don't feel it or remember it. You're just going through your day. Mm-hmm. But what's really dope about it is, like, you remember those books when you were a kid that I think they're called pop-up books. You know, you open it and like the castle pops out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what live music is. It's not 2D. It's 3D.
That's a great way.
You're not just hearing it. You're feeling it. Mm-hmm. You're sensing it. It makes the hair stand up on your neck.
You're smelling it. Yeah. Like all your senses are alive.
And it can bring you back into that moment. And then what's really neat is taking that feeling, right, that you had there at the show and bringing that with you into your everyday, mm-hmm. right? So like, you're bringing that whole
charging up.
Yeah. You're bringing that with you out into the world and being able to spread that sonar ping out around you. And I'll tell you, man, like, it doesn't matter where you work, who you're around. Like, if you're in that flow as much as you possibly can be, things around you respond to it without you having to do shit.
Like, oh, yeah.
It literally attracts itself to itself. It's the trippiest thing. Like, I've noticed it at my work. Like, everybody will be just a little more silly or a little goofier or happier, or there's a little more levity. It's definitely like a balm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like clears the air in the best kind of a way. Mm-hmm.
And dude, I get funky just like everybody else, man. Like,
what?
Hell yeah. This last week was a funky week. And there was multiple times during the week that I went back and put on shows that we've been to try and lift myself out of the gloom.
So yeah. Like Mel was talking about earlier, like looking at pictures or something. That's the other thing. Yeah. Music does. You put on a show that you were at that helps you get back to that good place.
Yeah, that's what I meant about being accessible. Like humans have ways of recalling any event, for that matter. Okay, it can be a painful event too, but we can recall anything, feel feelings again, like
refeel
feelings, which that's kind of hard to do, to make yourself feel something now. Or like, you know what I mean? Right. And then
in the way I did before.
Yeah. And then that can change your attitude going forward because you recounted something. So in that day, you decided to think about whatever that event was. You think about that event. Now, from that moment on, that event plus your day is your attitude. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Tell me, you guys, do you do this? Like, if you're feeling funky, sometimes you want to feel funky.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know that that's available to you, but you like don't allow yourself to do it because you want to waller in your shit a little bit.
Sometimes you want to be there. Yeah. Mm.
It's so funny. It's so weird that we're like that. Like, because, why would I choose that?
Because both have their advantages. Like, when you feel like shit, you're feeling low and angry. I want to feel sorry. But it kind of feels good when people pay attention to you. Yeah. It kind of feels good when, you know, like you're being a little shit and somebody's trying to pull you out
buddy,
of it.
Come
like
on.
That, you know, and when we're,
it'll be all right.
When we're broken, we resort to broken methods. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When everybody likes a tear, or like when you're not feeling good, you want that little extra attention, even though you're not asking
for it. You want some soup?
You do?
Well, we all do. Aaron got a little extra this week.
He did. Aaron,
I did.
He had to deal with the dentist and a root canal, and then it's you know, it's like, how you doing, man? Are you okay?
I'm all right, man. I'm good.
My mouth hurts.
I have a heartbeat in my face.
Yeah, and I've been accused. Mel, that's funny. Mel's told me that several times. Don't mollycoddle him.
I know. He's like, all of you, right, dude? Freaking open your mouth. I'll fucking feed you one by one.
baby bird. Oh no. That's what friends do.
Friends are for.
I don't know friends doing that shit to me.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Me.
That's my husband.
Yeah, you do. You like that shit sometimes.
Yeah, Mel, you're right there with the best of us.
I don't feel good. Can I have some soup?
Yeah, come on now.
Well, that's another thing yesterday that was so awesome, because yesterday we had felt like one of the laziest days we'd had in a while.
Oh my
God. As far as the whole household goes, we all just didn't do much.
Purposefully didn't do anything.
Yeah. And then so it was hard, like trying to get in mode to go to the party last night. It's like, oh, because we were just so lazy all day, which was nice, but it was meant to be that way. It organically happened. We rested all day. We're comfy, everything. And then once we got there, it was just even more amazing because we rested all day.
I'll tell you, yesterday was a real eye-opener for me.
Okay.
In a huge way. So we get up in the morning. It's Saturday. And typically on Saturday, we do an interview like around 10 or 11. We may have one in the afternoon, and then we usually go do something in the evening. And for the past few weeks, like the month of May, we only have like 2 interviews scheduled this month, I think.
You mean March?
Yeah, March. Sorry. Jesus Christ. March. We only have 2 interviews scheduled this month, and because we have like a backlog. And so we get up and we have breakfast, and me and Mel are sitting there, and I was like, what do you want to do? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, well, like, I don't need anything outside. I don't particularly want to go anywhere. The weather's kind of shitty. Like, I don't, my car's full of gas. Like, we have groceries. Like, there's nowhere to go. There's no reason to do anything. I said, you see, this is what happens when we're not podcasting. We don't know what to do with ourselves. It's a trip to have like an actual day to just do nothing. I didn't know what the fuck.
And it feels awkward. Halfway through the day, I felt like I had a feeling like I was playing hooky from school.
Like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Like I faked calling in sick or something. And it's the three of us. We were all in agreement. Like we're not doing shit today. We're relaxing. We're going to go enjoy a party tonight. And
Mel and I put it up on the couch.
But it felt like I was doing something like not right.
Well, I finished my collage for Ben. So Ben, you will receive your collage in about a week or so, because I still have to do something to the back. But
I finished it. That collage is dope.
And I really put a lot of love into it. And yeah. But anyway,
it is dope. We got it. I love when Mel does it, because we don't really see the process. We see when Mel has it to a point where she kind of unveils it to us. And
that
it's
was
like,
a lot
okay,
of tedious stuff.
Check it out.
In that one.
It is dope.
It's dope. You got to, when you, before you send it, you got to take a picture of it so we can post it after he gets it.
Yeah.
But back to yesterday, like not having an interview and having a full day, and it's been a couple of weekends now that that's happened, it really underscored the size of No Simple Road in our day to day for me, and like how much I love doing this. I look forward
so
to
fun.
It every week, like, and it's cool because like the range of guests that we have on, I never know what we're gonna get. Like even after they're booked and I know the person they're coming on, we haven't met them. So we don't know what we're going to get. Mm-mm. It could go in any direction. So we're experiencing the show the same way you guys that are listening are experiencing the show. We've just already done it when you hear it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that right, but
it's live to all of us.
Yeah.
But it's pre-recorded for you guys.
And and everyone is like so much fun when we're done. I wish that you guys listening could be here in the studio with us, like when we hit stop on an
like afterwards.
Yeah. And how like shot out of a cannon the three of us are for every single one, almost all the time. Almost.
Dude, that was so dope. I can't believe. Did you hear
my new favorite?
Yeah, we learned something else. I'm going to go listen to all the albums.
Yeah. All right, Apple.
I wanted to say the highlight of my weekend/week was Dave's input on my letter. And I just wanted to say thank you again, because I think that deserves to be talked about. Like, and then also Johnny B, you mentioned the letter too in your
tepid line
call, and my other writing the other poem that I read about time. So thank you for mentioning that, and I appreciate y'all, your support.
You know, when we went to the party last night, they stamped my wrist with this little snail.
You're having fun with that.
I know.
I think
really
I'm.
Cute.
I really That's do adorable. Think I'm going to get the snail tattooed on my wrist.
It's the cutest
1,000%. It's so fucking cute and fun. And he slides out from underneath my sleeve real slow. And I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to get him tattooed on there.
All right, on.
Yeah. How's your week, Apple?
Well, then you'll be able to re-enter all the time.
Oh, that's forever. True. I can get into the Alberta Street Pub.
Yeah, that's what the stamp they use.
It's totally.
Free shows for life, man. So what?
How was your week?
How was my week?
Yeah.
It was good. I had to think that. That's a tough question. Yeah, it's like thinking back for a minute about
my week, dude.
No, I don't know. This week was like,
I don't know.
This week was like a really good week, like back in like the sweet spot. Like it took a little time to recover from all the
everything,
the harsh winter stuff that happened. And then you guys going to Mexico and coming back and reacclimating. This week seemed like back to normal. Like felt grounded again.
Yeah.
Spring's starting to peek through a little. There's like hope of the better weather coming, but still enjoying the weather. Mm-hmm. Job's going great and enjoying that. And then the highlight was we knew all week building up to, you know, going and celebrating Jordan's birthday was just the build up to it was. The build up and the reward was more than I could have expected.
Aww.
Knew it was going to be fun, but not to what level like we experienced last night. And then also getting to share it with Ben and Tiff coming over here and going with us because I hadn't seen them again in a little while. Like the culminate, just a smooth week. And then the culmination of it was this weekend, just being with friends and family. And I got to say, T, I love too that the three of us are a crew. Because me and Ryder walked in, because we went separately, me and Ryder rode together, and it was great to have Ryder along with us again last night. We got there, and you guys were hanging out in the car or something. We were like 10, 15 minutes before you, and one of the first people I saw was Sean from World's Finest, and he was like surprised to see, like, what a pleasant surprise to see you. And now you've heard this from several people. He's like, is the rest of the crew coming?
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh yeah. I was like, we drove separately and they're parked. I don't know. They must be getting ready to come in or something. But I love it when people are like, oh, good to see you. Is the rest of the crew coming? Which the rest of the crew is you two.
That's fucking funny.
Well, then, yeah. We're like the crew, the No NSR Simple crew. Road crew.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then that's flattering too. Like Sean took a picture, you know, he always wants to get a picture with us.
He's
funny. He's on his Instagram game. I told him too. I was like, dude, thank you so much. You allowed me to live Jam Cruise through you.
Absolutely.
He posted more than anybody I saw about Jam Cruise.
I think if I have one fairy tale Santa Claus leprechaun wish for next year, it's that No Simple Road gets booked for Jam Cruise. That's my secret fairy tale gnome Santa Claus wish. So
okay,
if you could make that happen for me, stick that Mr. Gnome Santa Claus, I would appreciate it.
I'll put that in Santa's sack of things.
Things that he might or might not do. Miss Schaefer.
What?
How's your week?
I mean, I think I said my week, didn't I?
No.
Well, my week was great. I finally started to, I feel right in alignment with what Apple said about like finally feeling like we're back on our routine or on our stride or on the same boat, you know, like we were like out of town, all that shit. And it just feels like spring's coming. There's like some freshness, like lighter, later, just like all of the things that kind of like reset the time. And I cannot wait to tackle the studio and get this like reorganized and
stay tuned on our Instagram. We're gonna post some pics of a new studio update.
But it feels good. Like I feel like myself. I think when I came back, I told you from Mexico, I was like, I don't feel like I'm the same person that left. Mm. I was feeling like a disconnect.
You feel better?
I didn't feel bad. It wasn't bad. I just really felt different. It felt like I left one person and came back another person from Mexico. And now I remember, like, oh yeah, that's who lives here.
Oh shit.
Oh, I'm me. Fuck yeah. Cool.
And I mean, sometimes life just throws you all these curveballs, and we have a lot of people that we care about. At least in my heart, I have a lot of people that I really absolutely love and care about. And when you go from one scenario to the next, that's sometimes it's quite a transition.
Yeah. And it's energetically draining too.
Because I'm so focused and I'm excited and present and like grateful. But if you're at a mosh pit and you're jumping all night, like you do have a lot of energy, but at the end of the night, you're tired because you used your energy. So that's what it's like. It's like putting all this energy into this beautiful life that we've created here. And that's what I've been very reflective and very grateful for the women that have been brought into my life since I moved here, for the show and how it's kind of created, like all of that this week has been really at the forefront. A lot of the gratitudes of the bigger picture, you know, like grateful for the bigger picture and all of our connections. And, you know, Jordan's party, it was really sweet because, you know, just 1 year ago, we did know them.
We had just met them,
but it was very fresh and very new. And since then, wanting to have them even more in our life, you know, and knowing that they're just as busy as we are, and, you know, establishing more relationship with Ben and Tiffany, and all of us being able to kind of like spend time together really helps to, I don't know, it's like this new relationship that's blooming that I'm really excited to see the flowers for.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been in my mind.
And when we do like last night and the night before, we do get to carve out that time when we all get together. It is so special.
Yep. It is.
It is.
I feel
so
like,
electric.
I feel like we could literally do anything.
Take
like,
over the world, Mom.
Yeah. If we were just standing there, it was like me, you walked up to me and Tiffany and Jamie talking, and you're like, you looks like trouble.
But
we were talking and I was like, okay, listen, if just like what we are capable of, Tiffany and Ben have these four amazing daughters, gorgeous, smart, loving, heartfelt women. Then we have our two little sweet angels. And then Jordan and Jamie have their A+, you know, and just the strength of all of us as couples and then all of our children together. I was just like, there's something really amazing about that. That like, it feels like a wall, you know what I mean? Like a strong, like big, you know, I don't know. It just, again, I guess it's just feeling like gratitude for the people in our life right now and for potential and opportunity.
I have to say, I have to stop the show for a second and say a very huge thank you to Ben and Tiff Raver.
Oh!
For, first of all, for the chairs that Mel Apple and I are sitting in right now. We have these three beautiful black leather dope ass chairs that they got for us.
Maybe they're even Italian leather.
And
they
brought us a fourth yesterday. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys.
So for the lucky person that comes to the studio to be interviewed or converse with NSR, you've got this incredible beautiful seat waiting.
I love the way they did it too, because we're all three of us are like, what are you talking? They were here for a couple minutes, and then Tiff's like, come here. All three of you at the same time need to come here.
Out in the driveway.
And took us down around the corner of our house to see something. We're like, what, did you guys get a new car? What's going on? And they had brought the chair up, up our steep driveway and set it there where adorable. We could see it in the light. As soon as we went around the corner, it's like, oh my God, that's so dope.
See, it's like, it's that, the gratitude for that. For friendships and for everything, like Aaron and I going to Mexico, and for us being able to do that and having Darwin cared for by you guys. And like,
I feel like
I just feel really grateful.
Important, like an important perspective to hold on to as you enter into a new season. Like to have that perspective of gratitude for the big picture like that.
Yeah.
As you're entering into a brand new season, both metaphorically and not. Mm-hmm. Like, it helps you go into that with the right kind of mojo in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gratitude's always the right way to step into anything.
For sure.
Gratitude. Gratitude.
Por supuesto.
I'm grateful to speak Spanish with you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean that. I'll say this, everybody out there that cares to listen to my voice. Learn a language with your loved one. It is the cutest, sexiest, most fun bringer of freshness to a relationship that I could have thought that I never understood what it could do.
I'm one and a half lingual.
It's amazing. So that's my 26-year marriage advice.
So I get to be the turd in the punch bowl again this week?
Yeah.
Yay.
Why not? Okay, everyone's got to be it.
Be the turd.
Yeah.
All right, why?
My week was rough, man.
Okay. I was like, where are we going? Yeah, okay. your recap.
It's been 2024 has been very challenging for me so far with the beginning of the year with the storm and everything that happened there. And then my aunt passed away, and she was amazing. And a huge inspiration to me, both in my marriage and how to be a good person and all that. Then my mom got rear-ended. My other aunt got rear-ended right after that. And then 2 days ago, my uncle and my cousin and his wife, their house fucking burned down. And my aunt is in the ICU with third-degree burns. So, yeah.
It's been rough.
And then I went to the dentist for just, you know, okay, I'm going for a root canal. And they ended up having to do like gum surgery. And I drew the shit lottery ticket and got the roughest, meanest dentist that's ever lived on the planet. So, yeah, I woke up not yesterday, but the day before. It felt like I had gone 5 rounds with Tyson. Like, my face was just throbbing. So, It's been really challenging. Like, the family stuff, it's hard to even process that much at once.
Like, yeah.
I know that you guys don't, like, I don't spend a lot of time with that side of my family, but I used to. And
they're still your family.
It's my family. And so it's fucked. Like, all that is not cool. The silver lining in all of it is that it's drawn the family super close together, and everybody's like doing stuff together and helping each other. And, you know, that's the silver lining of all of it, but it's been really hard to process all of that from afar and not be able to be there with them and, you know, grieve and all that. And then, just the personal side of like taking care of myself and seeing the damage that I've done to my body over the years with abuse and drugs and whatnot. And this is kind of paying the price for that, paying the tab, because it does come due. You know, you don't think, you maybe think you got away, you know, you dined and dashed on that one, but you didn't.
No, the bill is still due. And there's usually a little interest.
Yeah.
They caught you a mile down the road.
Yep. And so,
you remember that? You also owe interest.
I do. And I'm paying. So thank you very much. And, so I'm doing my best to, like, you know, stay on top of the emotional turbulence that's going on and not get overwhelmed and, you know, just trying to stay positive and use the tools that we were talking about earlier today and all that. It's just been 2024 has been really fucking rough so far, man, for me. And I said this a few weeks ago, like, this year was the first time I ever thought about quitting doing No Simple Road. And my God, I can't even imagine doing that now, like sitting here now, like, oh my God, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. And yeah, so I appreciate everybody that's reached out and sent your condolences and all that, and everybody, thanks so much for caring about me. And even though we've never met a lot of you in person and all that, you still have taken the time to reach out to me and tell me that you're thinking about me, and it means the world. It really does. And you know, a text can change somebody's day. And you guys have frequently done that for me. So thanks a lot, everybody. And I don't mean to be a downer.
I
saw this morning and I just blasted Aaron with my phone and I wanted him to read it, to be the second person to read
it. Oh shit. Okay. So wow, Patreon.
We just got a new Patreon subscriber.
$108 member.
Woohoo!
For the year.
That's great.
Riggs Diggs, $108 for the year. Riggs.
Dude.
Holy shit.
That's
my friend.
108, that's my birthday.
I think they did that on purpose.
All right. 108 is on purpose. I know it's on purpose.
Yeah.
But I just feel like when 108 happens, this is like a yes or a nod. Like you're doing the right thing. Yeah. You're going the right way. The mile marker. Like
see,
turn
and
here.
That's the stuff that like, no matter what's going on in my life, this is the kind of stuff, and it has nothing to do with the money. Believe me when I tell you that.
Like, I'm going to tell you what it has to do with. In a future episode, you all will hear, we had my friend, our friend, Crystal, on the show, and we were talking about charging for your services. And one of the things that I wrote down that she said, if you're not paying for something, it's not valued. And there's an element of truth in that. Sometimes when we get things for free, we're super appreciative because I was like, oh shit, yeah, it's free. But if we lost that exact thing that we got for free, it's not that big of a deal because we lost, you know, it was free. Now you add a value to that. We pay $100 for that thing that you lose and you lose it the next day. You're bummed. You're just like, dang, I just $100.
I just got that.
Man. But when you're not paying for something that you love and that you do appreciate, there's something energetic that just isn't right about it. Not that it can't exist. It just energetically, it changes when you start to, it's like your own sweat and tears into whatever you're paying or
you're
buying.
Adding your sweat and tears
so,
to
yeah.
theirs.
So it's like sweat and tears plus sweat and tears equals like, like homeostasis, you know, like a neutrality, the most beautiful kind of neutrality. Like it, you know, you go to the barber, you pay them and then you give them a good tip. And then that barber and you walk away feeling so good because your haircut's dope and he got paid what he felt like he was worth. And so everything feels right in the world.
Well, it's stuff like that, that like reminds me that everything's right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It really is.
And even in the midst of turmoil and trouble and weirdness and hard stuff with family and all that, like there's still so much sweetness.
There's
in
so
life.
Much
and it everything's
so,
gonna be good.
Everything's right.
Everything
so just
good.
Hold tight.
That's right. Yeah, man. Riggs, thank you so much for
being
here,
man. Wow, brother.
That's huge. And
it is huge. It's special.
Believe me, it's not lost on me, and the timing couldn't have been more apropos. Like that's super
look,
sweet.
Look, man, we've got a really dope thing going on here. Like,
yeah, you guys are pretty amazing.
I mean, of course I'm being silly, but of course I'm serious. Like the family that we've cultivated with No Simple Road in the PDX and outside of the PDX area is, it wasn't why we started this or continue to do this, but it is a huge reason of why we still do this and why we will continue to do it.
Yep. So who's looking forward to going to the Sphere? Anybody? Anybody out there?
What's
excited?
That?
Did you get your tickets?
What's the Sphere?
I
feel like I'm excited and nervous.
Is this like
you're nervous?
Do they serve pickles?
They do. Pickle spheres.
Pickle spheres.
why are you nervous?
Because I feel like I don't want to get sick.
You're like, on the floor. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, but I still, I get.
Look at your feet.
I get like really, not anxious. That's not the right word. I get dizzy and like nauseous. Even watching somebody scroll through their Instagram. Like if they're.
Okay, so being in like that.
And so like.
360.
Yeah, and I'm sitting down watching somebody do it. I can still get dizzy. So standing up, there's nothing. It's not better or worse. It's like it happens regardless. So a screen like
that.
You
always have your feet.
I mean, and I know I close my eyes a lot still, but just that's why I'm nervous. Not because of any other reason. I just feel like I'm.
Well, from the reports we've heard so far, it sounds like being on the floor, you got it made. Being in the seats, it's a little scary.
It's gonna be dicey.
And you get vertigo a little. And
I wonder if you two sang Vertigo.
We're gonna do a swap cast with the Venue Llama podcast.
Ooh.
We're gonna do a lead up episode for the Sphere with all kinds of information and everything you wanted to know and didn't probably know you needed to know before you go. And we're gonna have a couple of people that have been and done the thing a few times to give us their report and review.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of special surprises in store too. I'm working on a couple of things to see if we can make happen for that episode. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. All right. Are we good?
Woo.
We're good.
We're good.
Yeah, I feel like we thoroughly shared.
All right.
I also want to say thank you, Eli, to the recommendation for the show that's coming up. And just for your recommendations in general, you're always giving us feedback and we love you for it. And I just love you, Eli.
Love you, buddy.
Keep on rocking, man, because you are killing it. And we love you.
I would urge everybody out there this week to take care of each other.
Yeah.
Smile at a stranger, man. Safety third. Hydrate. And you know what? If you haven't called your parents, if they're still around, give them a call this week, man. Say hi.
I do. I need to call my mom tonight.
And if they're not around, call a friend and check in on them that you haven't talked to in a while and say hi. Because the time we have on this planet is short. It's very brief. I know it doesn't seem like it when you're in it, but when it's done, you're going to look back and you're going to be amazed at how fast it went. So talk to the people that you love. Make sure they're doing good, man.
I heard this guy say, think about it in a backward situation. It's like, say, take your parents' age, say they're 70. And how many years do you expect them to live? Say, even if it's 20, right? Mm-hmm. So now, how often do you see your parents? A couple times a year, once a year? So you only have 5 visits with your, or 10 visits with your parents.
Oh my gosh, that's depressing.
And if you think about it in that way, you have more of an idea of how important it is to take those opportunities to not skip on seeing your parents or calling them or showering them with affection or gifts or love or anything.
And you know what? That just doesn't go for just your parents. That's everybody.
No. Anybody
that you care about. Love. Yeah.
Yeah. Love each other, basically, is what we're saying.
Love each other. Don't be a dick.
One last time, too. We love you, Jamie and Jordan.
Aww.
Thank
Happy
you
birthday.
So much for such an incredible celebration. Yep. And welcome to 50s.
And we will be back on Friday with another episode of No Simple Road. And until then, we love you. We'll see you soon. Peace.
But it's a tad bit of strange similarities that feed an A equal A complex. The fears of your past do not equal the perplexities of the current road.
It is now 2024, and the choice is up to you. Do you listen to good podcasts, or do you listen to bad ones? Well, we've got a suggestion for you. How about you listen to a good podcast for the first time in your miserable life? I can think of one. Overnight Drive. Going strong. 11 years now. The podcast about nothing. Your favorite podcast's favorite podcast. Do you enjoy nothing? So do we. Why don't you come over and check it out? And stop listening to other podcasts. Thank you.